vote in Slovakia could have big repercussions on European bailouts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. European inspectors say Greece can receive the next installment of bailout loans in November. That'll prevent Greece from defaulting. But there's a bigger question today of whether there'll still be a large Eurozone bailout fund. And for the answer to that, we look to Slovakia, where the final Eurozone vote to ratify the bailout plan is about to take place. The BBC's Andrew Walker is with us now, live from London. Hi, Andrew.
Hello there.
So first off, Greece must be really happy with this decision, right, that it can get these bailout funds.
The government is certainly going to be very relieved, although, frankly, I think the idea that the money wouldn't be forthcoming was pretty much unconceivable because the financial damage that would have been done across the Eurozone as a result is not something that the IMF or the European Union would want to tolerate. For the wider Greek population, I think you'll find there are some pretty mixed feelings there. This next installment has required Greece to make some more commitments to very tough, unpopular decisions, economic reforms and cuts in public spending that a lot of people are bitterly opposed to.
We know, Andrew, this critical vote in Slovakia is about to begin at any moment. Do we have any idea what could come from this?
What I think is going to happen there is that it looks like one part of the governing coalition is going to vote against it. There certainly is a concern that the bailouts will be in, that expanding the bailout fund will be subject to some difficulty because the rules currently do require consent from all 17 Eurozone countries. But it does look like if it really comes to the crunch, part of the opposition will support it. It's just that it might bring down the government in the process.
Mm, all right. The BBC's Andrew Walker joining us from London. Andrew, thanks.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The Dow is pretty much flat, up just about 5 points at 11,439. The NASDAQ and S&P up about an average of 0.5%. European markets are mostly lower at the moment. Earnings season gets underway today, later, when aluminum giant Alcoa reports its numbers for the last quarter. The video game chipmaker NVIDIA says it's going to team up with Oak Ridge National Laboratory to build the world's fastest supercomputer. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports the chips that make the supercomputer possible are actually subsidized by the booming free market in video games.
I'm watching a scene from the video game Battlefield 3, U.S. troops under attack.
Scott! Sniper!
It looks so real I could be watching the news. And special graphics chips make this possible. It turns out those chips can also turbocharge supercomputers. Sumit Gupta is with NVIDIA.
The mass market video game market is allowing us to use the same graphics chips for high-performance computing.
High-performance chips can cost $1 billion to design, too much for researchers. But Steve Scott at NVIDIA says video games are gold mines. Designing chips for gamers pays. And now scientists are building on top of those chips.
There's an amazing transformation taking place right now.
Titan will be blazing fast, capable of doing 20 million billion math problems a second. Scientists will use it to model new drugs, understand the origins of the universe, and attempt to predict climate change. None of it would be possible without games. So go ahead, play. Help save the world. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Jim Collins' new book, Great by Choice, exploring why some companies thrive despite immense uncertainty wherever books are sold. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
It could be a $20 billion foreclosure settlement in the works between federal and state authorities and some of the nation's largest banks over improper mortgage practices. Meantime, there's a still yet to be resolved question of whether homeowners, suffered any financial harm in addition to other types of harm. Marketplace Economy 4.0 special correspondent David Brancaccio is with us now to talk about it. Morning, David.
Good morning, Steve.
So to understand the real costs, we have to measure the right things. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, Steve, you've seen the HBO series, The Wire, about
sure.
Baltimore, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That show makes it clear vacant houses breed crime. So it's not just the family in the home getting hurt or the bank itself. It's the wider neighborhood. Well, academics set out to measure this if they could. Dan Immergluck, a professor of city and regional planning at Georgia Tech, was one of those researchers. What he found was a big bump in foreclosures caused a big bump in violent crime.
Once you get one or two or three foreclosures on a block, you start really creating all kinds of negative spillover effects on the neighborhood, and crime is just one of those.
What are these other so-called spillover effects of foreclosures?
Well, it's still a fairly new area of research, but one area that's been getting attention recently is health. The National Bureau of Economic Research has a paper suggesting when there are more foreclosures, there are more hospital visits. Janet Curry, an economist at Princeton, is one of the authors.
One of the biggest effects was mental health with anxiety or also suicide attempts.
Especially horrible was an increase in suicide attempts. 100 more foreclosures in a given zip code equaled about a 30% increase in attempted suicides.
So we've got more illness and we've got more crimes. What does this mean for policy?
Well, this could give ammunition to people like, for instance, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who just the other day said the Fed will do what it can to nurse the economy back to health, but that it would help if Congress came up with what he called a path to the future on, in fact, foreclosures. It's clear that even if our house is okay and we pay our mortgage on time, we're still paying for the foreclosure crisis in crime, health care costs, and other expensive ways.
Marketplace's David Brancaccio. David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And finally, a German designer and microbiologist has come up with a fabric made from high concentrations of casein, which is found in milk. Clothes made with the fabric, which has a texture similar to silk, will be sold under the designer's Mademoiselle Chichi label. Unlike previous versions of the milk fabrics, the new version doesn't use any chemicals. It takes just under 2 gallons to make an entire dress. The good news? No expiration date. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
There are economic indicators all over the place, some worthwhile, some not. So how about a few good alternatives?
The owners have either been evicted or left the home with no intention of returning to care for those animals.
I'm Kai Rizdal Petz, the United States Marine Corps, and a couple of unmentionables. New ways to track the economy next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.